Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Star Lore Myths, Legends, and Facts by William Tyler Olcott. Is a historical work of popular astronomy that connects visible stars and constellations with the stories human cultures have attached to them. First associated with Olcott's early 20th century efforts to make astronomy accessible to non-specialists, the book belongs to the tradition of cultural astronomy rather than technical astrophysics. It explains how constellations became containers for myth, navigation, seasonal memory, religious symbolism, and poetic imagination. Olcott was an amateur astronomer of lasting importance, known also for helping found the American Association of Variable Star Observers. And his writing reflects a period when public astronomy blended observation, classical learning, and antiquarian curiosity. The Dover edition preserves the value of the work as a reference for readers who want more than star charts. Its purpose is to enrich the act of looking at the night sky by showing how factual celestial objects acquired historical and legendary meanings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, constellations as records of cultural memory, a central value of star lore myths, legends, and facts is its treatment of constellations as more than arbitrary star patterns. Olcott presents the sky as a cultural archive in which societies preserve stories, seasonal associations, moral figures, animals, heroes, and sacred symbols. This approach matters because constellations are not physically connected groups of stars in space. They are visual arrangements interpreted from Earth. Their meaning, therefore, depends on human imagination, geography, and inherited tradition. By gathering lore around familiar constellations, the book shows how celestial patterns help people organize memory before modern scientific classification. A constellation could mark planting seasons, guide travelers, represent a mythic conflict, or embody a divine figure. Olcott's method helps readers understand that the night sky has always been both observed and interpreted. The scientific fact of a star's position exists alongside the cultural fact of what people believed that star pattern meant. This dual emphasis gives the book its distinctive character as a bridge between astronomy and the humanities. Secondly, classical mythology behind familiar star names. The book gives substantial attention to the Greco-Roman mythological tradition that shaped many constellation names still used in modern Western astronomy. Figures such as hunters, heroes, queens, beasts, and instruments entered astronomical vocabulary through ancient literature, star catalogs, and later European transmission. Olcott's focus on this tradition is important because many people learned constellation names without knowing why they were assigned. The book restores narrative context to names that otherwise appear merely technical. In doing so, it reveals how astronomy inherited a vocabulary from poetry, religion, and myth rather than from measurement alone. This does not mean the myths explain the physical nature of the stars. Instead, they explain the cultural history of the labels. The distinction is useful for readers because it separates celestial reality from symbolic association while showing why both persisted together. Olcott's account also demonstrates that modern sky maps retain ancient intellectual history. Even when astronomy became mathematical and observational, it continued to use names rooted in legendary imagination. Thirdly, comparative star lore beyond a single civilization. Although the classical tradition is prominent, the book's broader ambition is comparative. Olcott gathers myths, legends, and associations from different historical periods and cultures to show that sky interpretation is a near-universal human activity. This comparative dimension prevents the book from reducing astronomy to a purely European inheritance. Even though its selection and scholarship reflect the period in which it was written, the significance of this approach lies in the recurring patterns it reveals. Many cultures use bright stars and conspicuous constellations to explain origins, mark divine presence, represent animals, or structure calendars. At the same time, different societies often interpreted the same stars in very different ways, depending on climate, horizon, religion, and social need. The result is not a single universal mythology, but a map of human diversity projected onto the sky. For a modern reader, this is intellectually useful because it shows that constellations are culturally produced systems of meaning. The stars are shared physical objects, but the stories attached to them are historically local. Fourthly, astronomical facts used to ground mythic material. Olcott's title emphasizes myths, legends, and facts, and the factual component is essential to the book's design. The work does not function simply as a mythology collection. It repeatedly links stories to identifiable stars, constellations, and features of the visible heavens. This grounding gives the lore practical relevance for stargazers. A reader can connect a mythological account with an object that can be located in the night sky, which transforms the story from detached antiquarian material into an aid to observation. The factual layer also reflects Olcott's background as an astronomy popularizer. He wrote for readers who might own a small telescope, use a star guide, or simply look upward on a clear night. By placing cultural meaning beside astronomical identification, he helps readers remember the sky through narrative structure. This is pedagogically effective because names and positions can be difficult to retain in isolation. Stories provide mental hooks, while facts prevent the discussion from drifting entirely into folklore. The book, therefore, makes cultural learning and observational learning mutually reinforcing. Lastly, historical strengths and limitations of an early astronomy popularizer. Starlore myths, legends, and facts is best read with awareness of its historical context. Alcott wrote during a period when popular astronomy often combined observation, classical education, comparative mythology, and antiquarian sources. This gives the book charm and breadth, but it also means that some interpretations may reflect dated scholarship. Modern readers should not treat every etymology, cultural comparison, or historical claim as the final word. The book is strongest as a curated guide to how star stories were transmitted and valued, not as a current academic survey of archaeoastronomy or anthropology. This limitation does not reduce its usefulness, rather, it clarifies how to use it responsibly. It can introduce readers to the richness of star lore while prompting further checking against modern scholarship. Its historical voice is itself part of its value because it shows how early 20th century astronomy outreach presented the heavens to educated general readers. The book stands at an intersection between science communication and literary antiquarianism, a position that makes it different from both modern planetarium guides and specialist folklore studies. In conclusion, Starlore Myths, Legends, and Facts is well suited to amateur astronomers, readers of mythology, teachers looking for cultural context, and anyone who finds ordinary star charts too bare. Its practical benefit is that it gives memorable associations to constellations and stars, making the sky easier to learn and more meaningful to observe. Its intellectual benefit is broader. It shows how scientific objects become cultural symbols and how societies have used the heavens to preserve stories, calendars, religious ideas, and historical memory. Readers should approach it as a historical popular work rather than a fully updated academic reference. Some material may require comparison with modern scholarship, especially where cultural interpretation or older source traditions are involved. Even so, the book stands out among astronomy books because it does not treat the night sky only as a technical field of coordinates, magnitudes, and physical properties. Compared with standard observing manuals, it adds narrative depth. Compared with mythology collections, it keeps the stories tied to actual celestial objects. That combination makes it especially useful for readers who want to understand not only where a constellation is, but why generations of observers found it worth naming, remembering, and explaining. If you would like to support William Tyler Olcott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.